We had Von Miller traded to the Rams for
trade,
a second,
yeah.
third-round pick. Yeah. Derrick Henry also, foot surgery, no timeline on his return, but it looks like he could be gone for the season. And then Jameis Winston gone for the season. So a lot of big stories going on right
hey,
now in
think
the
Think about
NFL.
This, Craig. We were talking in the last segment about the problem with Patrick Mahomes. If I had come to you at the beginning of the season and said, let's make this deal. Over the course of the first half of the season, I'll pay you $100 for every interception that Jameis Winston throws, and you pay me $100 for every interception that Patrick Mahomes throws. You would have laughed and felt bad that you were ripping me off, and look at where we would be today. Of course,
That's
it wouldn't
right.
mean as much yeah. to you losing that kind of cash as it would to me, but still.
Now, Jameis, what, was 14-3, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, I think?
Yeah, I mean,
like
it was unbelievable.
And Mahomes is leading the league with 10? Yeah. Yeah, the world's upside down.
It's pretty remarkable what New Orleans was able to do after losing Drew Brees. And you knew something. You knew they felt good about Jameis Winston because there was no attempt. Sean Payton basically said, I like this guy. This is the guy that I want. He fits what we're doing, and I trust him. And I think with a little bit of experience in the system, he's going to be good. And he was right about that. But I don't know what to think about. I think New Orleans is really good, but losing him is a big blow. I don't know how I feel about Simeon. I certainly don't think Taysom Hill is an every down quarterback. I think he's a good change of pace guy, and certainly a good guy that you bring in to run some trickery with. But I think that they're kind of in a pickle. Their defense is good enough to carry them, but I would not feel good if I was a Saints fan right now about that situation.
And even with Jameis Winston, I mean, right now they rank 31st in the league in passing yards per game. They're just throwing for a little over 180 a game. Completion percentage is 58.8. And they're dead last in receptions by wide receivers and receptions by tight ends. And so, yeah, they're hoping to get Michael Thomas back from an ankle injury. That would help a lot. But they're coming off this huge win over Tampa Bay, and they're sitting there at 5-2. But without Jameis Winston, you wonder how far can they go in a very competitive NFC.
Yeah, I think that I would be sweating things a bit if I'm a New Orleans fan. And that being said, how great was it to see Mark Ingram back on the field in a Saints uniform on Sunday? And the fans obviously loved it. And he did play well. And that's going to help them. I mean, obviously a strong running game is going to help you if you've got issues at quarterback. And the fact that they haven't been throwing the ball that much, which speaks to the diminished number of Jameis Winston's interceptions, the fact that they've not been throwing the ball that much also leads you to believe that maybe somebody else can come in there and keep the car in between the lines and keep things going. But I would be worried if I was here. You mentioned this going into the break. The NFC is not like a cakewalk. It's not like you look out and go, okay, we got to worry about this team, and if we can beat them and get ahead of them, we're in good shape. There's a handful of teams in the NFC that you got to really be worried about, including Los Angeles, with that addition of Von Miller. They were already really good, and now you double up Von Miller with Donaldson and the defense that they've got. And Los Angeles fans have got to feel really good about where they are at this point in the season.
Would you put them number one? You know, ESPN came out with their power rankings this morning, Brad, and they had Green Bay 1, Arizona 2. They had the Rams 3, Tampa Bay 4, Dallas, Matt's Cowboys at 5. And before they got to any AFC teams, then they had, you know, Buffalo, the highest-ranked AFC team at number 6. But they had Buffalo 6, Baltimore 7, Tennessee 8. How would you rank the top of the NFC right now?
I don't know. I could flip a coin and pick between Green Bay and Los Angeles. I think they're both really good. I think Tampa is really good. It's hard to want to bet against them with Tom Brady continuing to play at the level that he is. The issue that I take with Arizona at number 2 is not that they're not qualified to be there. It's I don't know what's going to happen with Kyler Murray with his injury. It doesn't seem to be a big deal, and they say he's day-to-day. And yesterday, Cliff Kingsbury said that he was recovering in his day-to-day progression well. But I hesitate to want to feel real strong about the Cardinals as long as there's a question mark next to Kyler Murray's name in regards to an injury. We've seen pretty minimal injuries linger on and drag on. I mean, look at what the Cowboys have gone through the last couple of years. I don't think it's fair to compare Prescott's injuries to Kyler's injuries, but you get a little dinged up and you're trying to play every week, it all of a sudden becomes a lot more of a chore than it was coming into the season for him.
Yeah, the quarterback is such a big position, obviously, in that league. And yeah, that's why the Cowboys, I mean, yeah, they got by Minnesota without Dak, but they need to get him back as soon as possible. And basically what you're saying, Arizona's not the same team without Kyler Murray.
No, so. Not even close. Not yeah. even close. And so, they're good. I think that they're certainly in the top 10. But if you take Kyler Murray out of the mix, and this may not be the injury, but, you know, you start like, ask anybody that plays fantasy football how much an injury that diminishes the capacity of a quarterback that's reliable, and you know, it's pretty obvious what it does. And so if Kyler Murray is not able to be the linchpin of that team the way that he normally is, all of a sudden that changes there. I'd say the same thing about Green Bay. You know, maybe more about Green Bay. You take Aaron Rodgers out of the Green Bay mix, and all of a sudden that's a different situation.
They still have Colt McCoy, Arizona. Is that their backup?
I think it might be. I think he got. Yeah. I think he was on the field some earlier in the year. Yeah. I mean, I laugh.
Yeah. No,
Colt
I think
McCoy's
right.
a way
yeah.
better quarterback than me. But you know, you look at the drop off between.
No, I know. No, I'm.
You
with
look
you.
At the drop off between Kyler Murray and Colt McCoy, or you think about both of them at the college level and the style of quarterbacks they were. You know, there's been a lot of talk in the league over the last few years with some of these new transcendent quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, even Bradford to a degree. And the discussion of are teams smart to go out and figure out how to spend the money, and not that they have to spend a lot of money, but to really focus on getting a backup quarterback that fits the same style of play that your starter does. Because if you do get in a situation where you're going to have to lose Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray, there's only a handful of guys that are out there that can come in and play the same type of game that those guys do. So are you going to have to overhaul the entire playbook if one of them goes down with an injury?
Hey, the other thing to look at with Arizona, the Packers ran for 151 yards on them last Thursday night. And so that is a concern. Right now, the Cardinals given up an average of over 120 yards a game on the ground. That's number 20 in the league. But their per-carry average that they're giving up, teams are running for 4.88 yards per carry against Arizona. So that's number 31 out of 32 teams in the league. So Arizona's going to have to get that shored up.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Because
well, that's sort of to the point that I was making about if I'm Los Angeles and Matt Stafford goes down, I'm not going to like it and I'm not going to feel good about it. But I'm going to feel better than I am if I'm Arizona and I lose Kyler Murray. Even yeah. Jameis Winston in New Orleans, their defense is good enough that you could lose Jameis Winston if Simeon could
good
come
point.
In and play
yeah.
decently. Then you could feel better about it. But man, Arizona without Kyler Murray and with a defense that's not a superstar defense. You gotta really be concerned about where your team is. And again, this is all speculation and sort of like overplaying the injury. But I'm just saying that when you've got that much of the team riding on one guy, there's that much more at risk when that guy goes down.
No. Good point. And the Rams, Brad. So you mentioned the trade, Von Miller going to the Rams for a second and third round pick. I mean, you add him to what they have defensively. That's why I say if I'm doing power rankings today, and last year I picked Tampa last year, and I'm high on the Bucs and Tom Brady, and I love everything about them. And I think they're going to be fine. They're just coming off a bad performance this last weekend against the Saints team that did sweep them last year in the regular season, New Orleans did, you know, in a division game. But I'm just saying if I'm being neutral here, on paper – I'd have to pick the Rams right now, especially with the addition of Von Miller to that defense. What do you think about Matthew Stafford and what he's done?
Well, I think obviously it was a good move. I was never completely sold that Goff was going to be the guy that would get them to the promised land. I'm a big believer in all professional sports of if you can go find a guy that's already proven himself or that you've seen the promise in what he's doing on the field, he's just in a bad situation, that's so much better than trying to draft your way out of oblivion. Yep. And that you see that a lot in the NBA. I mean, you know, no offense, but I think we see the Thunder in the situation that they find themselves in, where they've got all of these draft picks, and it's basically a crapshoot whether you get a guy that's going to come in and be a difference maker or not. And if you can go find a guy that you feel like has the raw talent and has shown that he can play it at that level, and you can find a way to get him in, that's a huge deal. And I think that, frankly, I don't think Los Angeles lost anything except a couple of years in terms of longevity at the position by getting rid of Jared Goff and bringing in Matthew Stafford. And you look at the Von Miller deal, they gave up a second and a third round pick. Those are big deals, because in the NFL you can get quality guys at that level, but if you're that close to a championship and that's going to make you feel that much closer or that much better about your odds of getting there, why not make that deal? Especially for a guy like Von Miller, who's not that far out of his heyday.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you. And so, I mean, with Aaron Donald in the middle and Von Miller and Stafford. Stafford, 22 touchdowns against only 4 interceptions. He is playing some great ball. So,
how old is Stafford? Is he 32 years old?
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. According to the Tom Brady math, he's got 10 years in the league left in him. He's got 10 years and a Super Bowl at the end of the 10th year.
He might have 12 or 13, according to Brady's math. Yeah.
Right, exactly. No,
that's a good point. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of talk now about nutrition and exercise. And Tom Brady really is, you know, talk about being the greatest of all time. He's sort of the guy that really opened the eyes to the way that impacts somebody's longevity over the course of a career. And you got to admit that the guy got lucky. He was lucky, but he was also really smart with what he did. And the odds have got to be in your favor to not get injured to the point that you can continue to play as long and at the level that Brady has. But it's doable, and we know that it's doable now. And so you look at a guy like it. So if you got, and again, I don't know how old he is exactly, but I would guess early 30s, Matt Stafford. You take that guy and you give up a guy that's 8 years younger than him, but you're getting a guy that's proven that he can do it. Yeah, obviously that's the move to make in my book.
Yeah, no question about it. Stafford's 33. You're very close.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, what did you give up? You got, worst-case scenario, you got 4 or 5 years with the guy, and if you could win a Super Bowl in the next 2 or 3 with him, you're gambling very little, because let's face it, that's what every franchise is trying to do. They're trying to win this year or next year.
Yeah. The Bucks. You think the Bucks can get it done? I mean, trying to repeat? I mean, how seriously you take them?
I like them. I kind of laughed about it last year, and I thought, yeah, right, Brady's going to go to Tampa. I knew Tampa had a lot of raw materials, but then he comes in, he gets Gronk to come in. You got to look at what that does in terms of changing the perception of an organization when you get a guy like that. All of a sudden, somebody that looked at it and said, they're really close, but Jameis Winston ain't the guy that's going to – let's use Los Angeles. They're really close, but Jared Goff is not the guy that's going to get them there. You put a Tom Brady in, and all of a sudden people go, oh, you know what, they're close to a ring. If I'm going to decide between this team, and that's the better place that I got a chance at a championship, yeah, I'm going to go there and try and get it. I would not rule them out. I don't think they're as good as they were last year, but they're pretty close.
Yep.
So I don't know. Again, I say in the NFC, to me, it's really difficult to pick who's going to come out. It's going to take some lucky breaks. It's going to come down to some home field advantages and some weather and some situations like that. But it's really hard. Whereas the AFC, you look at it and you got one or two teams that you say, yeah, these are probably Buffalo, probably the team that most people would look at and say that's the team that's probably going to come out of the AFC. Kansas City's not the team that they were. You know, I don't even know who I would put close to Buffalo in the AFC as of right now.
And one more NFC team to talk about. I know we need to take a break, but what's your quick take on Matt's Dallas Cowboys sitting there at 6-1?
You know, again, it's going to depend on what happens with Dak Prescott. I mean, how do you feel about Prescott, Matty? Is he the guy that you think is? I mean, are you good with the fact that they paid him to keep him there?
I think so, yeah. He has taken strides to me. I'm not saying he's Brady or Aaron Rodgers yet, but yeah, I think so. I think he's a guy that you can build around. I don't want to make too much out of the game the other night, guys, but the Cowboys, and I've said this forever, normally they are not good enough to overcome losing their starting quarterback. And now, a lot of teams around the NFL are not. But, like, for example, look at the Saints the other day. They lose Winston, and I know it was during the game, not before the game, and they're able to beat Tampa Bay with Trevor Siemian as their quarterback. I mean, there's been other teams over the years that seem to deal with significant injuries better than the Cowboys have, because I don't think the Cowboys are an especially deep team. And that gets back to who's picking players and all that sort of thing. But that's why I thought the win the other night, and then Tyron Smith goes down there without him for more than a half at left tackle. You know, and I love the guy, but he's always injured. I'm just saying the game the other night against Minnesota, and I'm not here to build Minnesota into anything that they're not, but I came away from that game thrilled with the win, but more than that, it was refreshing to see the Cowboys overcome injuries, not only to Prescott, but to some other key guys, because that's something that the Cowboys historically have not done for a long, long time. So to answer your question, I was fine with them paying Prescott. You got to have one. You know, you got to have a quarterback, like you said.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think that at that point you were – here's my question with Prescott, because I think that Jerry Jones runs the Dallas Cowboys the way I run my fantasy football teams. And that is, I think I'm a genius on draft day, and I fall in love with my players, and I don't want to trade them and deal them and move around. And I think Jerry runs the Cowboys that way sometimes.
Sure.
And
right.
I stay away from having really strong opinions about the Cowboys because I grew up an Oilers fan and I hated the Cowboys. So I never know how much emotion is. I don't hate them. I don't really have any feeling about them one way or the other, but I always question whether I'm being emotional about it when I am. But I do sometimes wonder just on the surface whether Jerry's doing the right thing or not, because I know that he tends to operate that way. And it's admirable on a certain level that he appreciates his players and his guys to the degree that he does, but at the same time, that's not always the best way to run an organization.
That's right. Yeah, no, loyalty in pro sports can get you in trouble.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.